a good hog, well, you got better pigs, you know, from your root sows. It helps a lot to keep a good hog.
Did the word boar sound all right to you when you were little?
Yeah.
It didn't sound like a vulgar word or anything?
No.
If you had a pig and you didn't want him to grow up to be a boar, what would you say you were going to do to him?
You'd change him, castrate him.
And then what's he called?
Call him a bar.
Okay. Would it make any difference whether you changed him after he was grown? Would he still be a bar?
A stag. After he gets grown and you change him, they call them stags. If they weren't too old, they were good hogs.
Are they fit to eat after this?
Let me tell you something. You take this, those woods hogs, and they get old, these males do, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the hide on them will get that thick.
About an inch thick?
Nearly an inch thick. I've seen them a half inch thick. Because they fight a lot, and they cut one another, and on the sides and all around their shoulders and everything. You know that one of the boys killed one down yonder in the swamp one day where we hunted that down there, and his teeth stuck out of his mouth that long anyhow. And he was fat, just as fat as he could be. But still, he was a boar hog, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Had never been changed. And that is the awfulest hide I ever seen. He, to me, wasn't fitting for nothing. I didn't.
What do they call those teeth that a hog has?
Tushes.
What about the stiff hairs that they have on their back?
Well, that's their... Some of them has a brisket. Them older hogs do.
Mm-hmm. But the younger ones?
You think young hogs don't have nothing. Just pay no attention to them. Not enough to pay attention to them. You scald them and clean them and just clean as pretty as you ever can.
Mm-hmm. What would people have made out of wood to carry water in?
Made out of wood to carry water in?
Yeah.
Bucket.
What about the milk that
we had? Well, we always had different kind of pails to put milk in. It wasn't a wooden bucket. We never did have milk in a wooden bucket.
What's the difference between a bucket and a pail?
Well, most of the, what we call a pail would be a tin bucket of some kind.
Mm-hmm.
Tin, you know, made out of tin or aluminum or something like that. But all these wooden cedar buckets that I'm thinking about, that was the main water buckets, that kept the water cooler and everything.
Mm-hmm. What would you carry food for the hogs?
Baskets or tubs or anything, just anything that you get a hold of.
Uh-huh. What about something that
throws
the dish water in or anything?
Oh, that's slop buckets.
Okay.
We used to use the, of course, you know, when we had our hogs up to feed them, maybe just one to ten out there, or you wash the dishes in the dishwater, and you put all your scraps and things in there, and you had that grease and that stuff in there, you pour it off in there, and they love that slop.
Can you tell the difference in a hog that you kill that can be shot and one that's been put up in the
corn field? Well, if you just feed him on a slop, you would never have any meat, would you?
Mm-hmm.
No, you wouldn't have it. You've got to have the corn.
Mm-hmm. When you carry the slop out to them, you pour it in the...
They drink it just as they would water, you know. You know, that's their reflection. We used in a trough. Take two plants and bring them together at the bottom and the end of them and pour it in a trough.
Did you have a couple of those? So you had a couple of hogs?
Couple of hogs?
What about the trough?
If you had two of those, you said you had two. You said you had two troughs. What would you want with two troughs? You just had one hog. That'd be a different situation.